Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The pitch swung on, ripped up the middle, and Horner can't handle it. Bounds off the heel of his glove, goes on out into center, and here comes Kepler home to score. A rocket off Romuto's bat, and it's 3-0 Phillies.
Digging what the Phils did yesterday, too. But there's nothing that we were digging more than the Eagles. And I just don't think they got the acclaim. All right, we'll see if you agree or disagree. And if you agree, what do you think the theories are? Again, a lot of Beach Boys today with Brian Wilson passing away yesterday. So I hope you're having a good start to your day. You can join us 215-592-9494. And that, not on the phone lines, but in studio, is what Ben Davis has done.
Ben Davis in studio is brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
Top of the morning to you, Ben.
And the rest of the day to you,
Larry. Ah, well done by you. I thought nice. I could maybe throw you a curveball.
No.
You know?
And the rest of the day to yourself, lad. Ben, you and your lad are, you look like you're cut from the same cloth. I mean, you are definitely kin, as since we're talking, you know, Irish and kin and all that.
Congrats to your son, man.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Job.
Thank
by,
you. Yeah.
By your son.
Very excited. It's really a cool time of his life and his teammates, and the fact that they're going to the World Series is just, they got their charter flight into Omaha yesterday, and
wow.
Yeah, they play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
How many games do they have to win? Sorry.
It's double elimination. Okay. So they play tomorrow night against Oregon State. So we'll see how they do.
Man.
See how they do. Just to get there is really cool. One of 8 teams in the whole country. So
pretty, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Your
look
son,
at you.
Is he the same size?
He's bigger
height,
than me.
Weight? How he looks like a monster.
Yeah, he's bigger than me. He's taller than me, but he doesn't weigh as much. He's only about 225.
Damn so, kids.
So what's he, 6'7"?
No.
Six?
He's like 6'5". Yeah, he's like 6'5".
Tall-looking kid out there.
That's
but
awesome.
I cannot deny him, that's for sure.
That's another thing.
I cannot deny him.
Truly could be twins. I mean, like fraternal, maybe even bordering on identical twins. Yeah. That's
his hair's
amazing.
A little dark. Well, it's bleached right
well,
now,
yeah.
But his hair's a little darker than mine.
That's great.
Yeah.
So Ben, we'll get to the Phils thing because obviously there's a lot to do there. But let's start with you with the Eagles. So you've been listening, driving in.
Yeah.
You know my premise, and it's Saquon's premise, and it's Ross Tucker's premise. We're going to play the Ross audio soon. That the Eagles just didn't get enough acclaim nationally after what they accomplished. Do you agree with that? And if so, why do you think that happened?
1,000%. And I agree with everything that you put out there. First and foremost, they don't want it to be the national team. It's Philadelphia. There's a stigma about Philadelphia. We can't give them their props. That's one, like you said. Number two, they don't want it to go over the top of Big Red and Mahomes and the national commercials, the Skechers commercials that Big Red's doing, the State Farm commercials that Mahomes is doing. All these things, these national promotion, they can't have the Eagles be better than that tandem. There's no way. Sirianni, who's Sirianni? This guy never played. Who is he? He's some high school football coach. Now it's so happened to be in the NFL.
I think that really hurts us.
I did too.
100%.
I did too.
And even just going way back 5 years, I think Nick, 5 years ago hurts us as much as anything.
You mean the way he started
in terms
here?
Of national perception? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That starting press conference, the debacle.
Well, even the October stuff. I mean, you know, it wasn't
the first year with the flower and all that.
I mean, I think a lot. Look, maybe the nation has changed.
I think it's all of it until when he, you know, it was the yelling at the fans, this, that. Totally. It's the whole this is for Frank, that, all that stuff.
All that, you know, stomping off the field after the Chiefs game in 2023, and so it has added up to. I just think the Eagles got really shortchanged.
Yeah, and it's your quarterback not being an outgoing guy.
He's that's just, part of it too. Personality.
Yeah, personality is not what Mahomes is. He's not that funny guy. You know, it's. I agree with all the points that you made, and I think they're legitimate.
Well, we'll see where everyone stands on it. 215-592-9494. Do you agree with the premise Eagles got shortchanged? And if so, why? I mean, I laid out five or six reasons earlier. We all have laid out a few. Like, what do you think it's about? It's a combination, clearly. But it's really irritating because, you know, I know Kelsey said, you know, we're from Philly and, you know, we don't care what they think of us. But I do.
I do care. It's a misnomer.
I want that acclaim. I want my team to be seen as like, because here's the deal. That might have been the best team this century. Do I think the Eagles this past season were better than the Cowboys in like 1992 or the 49ers in 94? I do not. But do I think this was maybe the best team this century? Yeah, might have been.
I said it right after the Super Bowl, remember? I said the salary cap era thing. I was like, this should be talked about as one of the great teams of the salary cap era, because they are.
I totally agree. All right, what do you make of it? 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Tom in Dover. What's going on, Tom?
What's going on, everybody? How everybody doing?
Good, pal.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, listen, man, I called in because, Ben, man, I watched your son play on Sunday, man. The kid is good, too.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I was scanning through the TV, and they said Ben Davis' son. And I said, man, it must be Ben from the radio, so let me look in. And you know what, man, that kid is big, though, man. So he must be real big.
he's a big boy.
TV, man, for real.
Well, Ben, I can guarantee you, Tom, Ben is big. Yes.
And Tom, you know what I'm telling Ben privately? It's what he should be telling his son, which was, I used some of my major league money to help raise you.
Yeah.
You used some of your NIL money to help me.
Remember LeVar Ball? That's the like angle like thing you want to be in that area. LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
It's going to snow today, too.
I call it NIL Dad. Okay.
Yeah, Joe, I think he gonna get some MLB money, too, though.
I would agree.
Kid can play, man.
Yep.
Kid can play. But listen, man, I just called in this morning, man, because I've been, you know, I'm constantly listening, even if I'm not calling. You know, I've been hearing all this Jalen Hurts talk and the Philadelphia Phillies talk. I hate to make everybody mad this morning, but the Phillies ain't going nowhere, so you can forget about that.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
No, they're not going nowhere.
Well, are they going to get to the playoffs, Tom?
Even if they do get to the playoffs, Joe, we already know what happens when they get there.
Well, that's your theory. We'll see.
I mean, you know, it's too many good teams in the National League that's better than them. You know, I mean, better than them. You know, so I'm not feeling that.
Okay.
But as far as the Eagles go, man, I think that team, this team that just passed this year that won the Super Bowl, is better than that 49ers team that you talk about. I don't even think there's no comparison. I think we played them in the NFC Championship. We would have stomped them, too.
Well, if you're saying the 94 49ers or the Montana one in 89, I would disagree with you.
Yeah, I probably would, too.
Because remember, it was easier pre-salary cap to have great players and keep great players. I mean, imagine if this Eagles team had kept Hargrave. Like, imagine if they had all that they had, but yet you still had, you know, T.J. Edwards is probably better than N'Kobe. Love N'Kobe. T.J. Edwards probably better. We could come up with a couple examples. But look, they were a loaded squad. I mean, I can't tell you it's impossible, Tom. I just will tell you some teams I saw growing up I'd put above the Eagles. But, I mean, the Eagles really might have been the best this century. And I didn't hear one person nationally say that. And I didn't hear one person say the Eagles are amongst the five best this century, which I'm certain they were. Certain.
Hey, Joe, let me say this to you, Joe.
Sure.
You know, we've been having this debate on the job a lot. you know, we lost a bunch of players to free agency.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
After winning Super Bowls. But, Joe, if you keep it honest, man, those players that we lost, man, they didn't really play good.
Reddick, I'll tell you what, the Reddick thing, you know, and Hargrave got old. I know.
That's just like this year, man. I'm wholeheartedly feeling as though like Milton Williams and Sweat, man.
Oh well, those guys. That's a different. We'll see moving forward. We'll see on that one. Tom, give me a great answer. The ultimate fictional tough guy or tough gal?
Oh, I couldn't think of nothing, man. When James asked me, man.
Are you kidding
me? I'm going with Henry Winkler, the Fonz.
The Fonz? Okay, I mean, all right. I mean, I love the Fonz, but, you know, I mean.
Of course he was tough. I mean, he was supposed to be tough.
But I'm thinking of like.
Supposed to be, but, you know.
Yeah, him versus Rambo.
Yeah.
All right?
Like, what?
Who wins?
What are we doing here?
Like, I'm thinking about Sarah Connor.
He's supposed to be tough.
No.
We said 10 minutes into the show.
Yeah, we said the Fonz. And I love the Fonz. I mean, I don't want to disrespect the Fonz. Don't give me the Fonz over Sarah Connor. Saves the world.
Oh, wow.
You have a knack.
It is what it is, man. I mean, come to the table with a better answer than the Fonz. Don't make me scold you.
You know, the other thing about the Eagles team,
yes,
as we segue,
yeah,
they don't have that iconic defensive figure. They don't have the Ray Lewis. They don't have the LT. You know what I mean?
Although Jalen Carter is really great, but they
know
the
nation national thing.
Nation doesn't know him.
Exactly.
Nation doesn't know.
Like, how much longer does the nation have to wait to realize that this guy is a beast?
Then he wasn't even a first team all pro.
That's what I'm saying.
He wasn't even in the top five for defensive player of the year.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm with you, man. Love this song.
Might be my favorite. It might be.
I agree with that.
I think California Girls is my favorite, like the chalk classic Beach Boys song.
God Only Knows is up there.
Oh, big.
It's coming later.
That,
it's a good one.
This one and God Only Knows.
If I had to choose, those would probably be the top two.
For me. And I look forward to the Fritz thing. So I got to throw this out there because he put it out there yesterday. Here's a tweet from Boban yesterday about this athletic competition we got coming up. He says, reading right from his tweet, he says, "I can't believe I thought my arm might have been shot. After throwing twice now, I might have to make a comeback. Arm is feeling spry." Okay. I mean, good for him.
Put spry in all caps.
He did. Yeah, yes. And I'm happy for him. I mean, you know, didn't want to see the kid get hurt. So,
the kid.
No, I
so
mean,
now
you know,
you're being, wait.
What?
Demeaning, now, I think, is the word we're looking for.
Right.
Well, I am being demeaning. There's a lot to demean. Hence my demeanment.
There's a lot to demeanment. Yeah. I don't think that's a word.
I don't know if that's...
Ben, have you been following this last...
100%.
What do you think here, man?
I think it's going to be a fun competition.
A lot of demeanment.
Yes.
Hey,
so, are you going to get in there and catch for it, Ben? I've nominated you as a potential catcher.
I know.
You're welcome.
It depends on the time and place, but I wouldn't be adverse.
See, look at this.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. He's part of the show.
Put the gear on. Throw my cup on.
Something to consider.
Yeah.
So we got to get, I mean, he's got to get eight defenders, you know, eight others. He's the pitcher and he gets to bring eight defenders. So we got to really figure out who the umpire is. Like, no games. Like, no shadiness, you know? Like, I know they were talking about Tim Donaghy for the basketball, you know, ref. I'm like, no way. I'm not taking a guy that you can flip him $100, flip Fritz flips him $100 and wins? I'm not doing that. No, seriously. Tim Donaghy?
You think he would do that in that situation?
I mean, I know I would. Like, oh, he'll give you 100. I'll give you 101. You know what I mean?
So you got more money than Fritz. Why don't you just say that?
Listen, Steve Javy lives around here. He's a retired ref. You still see him on TV.
Oh, I think Steve Javy's dying to do this.
I think Steve Javy's probably a WIP. Hey, whoever knows Javy, tell him the Hammer wants Javy to be our basketball referee.
I could get my friend Mark Lindsay.
And who is he? Is he one of the refs?
We graduate. We played Aston Middletown together.
Okay.
We went to Malvern and graduated Malvern together.
Yep.
And he's been an NBA ref for the last, I don't know, 20 years.
I mean, there's so many from here. That's very, yeah. Tom Washington is from here.
He's a crew chief of his group.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. No, I appreciate that.
This is
that.
Real deal here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an embarrassment for whatever ref has to do this, though. Yeah. It's like, man.
Sorry, Mark, for throwing your name out there.
All right. Well, someone that knows one of these guys, Tom Washington lives here. He's been reffing a long time. Javy, obviously, is an NBA ref legend. So someone get to one of these guys, and we need refs. I mean, I'll take Javy as the baseball umpire. We need umpires. You know, we need an umpire, and we need a first base umpire and an umpire behind home plate. We don't need a second base and third base umpire, but we need two umps. First base, home plate. Just putting it out there. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Corey in Pottstown. Corey was with us yesterday. What's going on, Corey?
What's going on, guys? It was so good to meet everybody there yesterday. I feel good about putting faces to names now, or names to faces. I don't know how that goes. I can't remember.
It was fun, Corey. That was great, man.
Real quick, big shout out to Nick from Bucks. What a sweetheart. Got his number yesterday. Him and I and Jen, we talked for a while, and he was awesome. So want to give him a big shout out. And also a conversation that him and I had yesterday. Mr. Richie,
mm-hmm.
You are a good looking man. I want to say this right now.
Jeez.
Have you ever heard the phrase outkicked your coverage?
Oh yeah, buddy. Good point.
Yes, I agree with you, Corey. Thank you. Though for the compliment,
watching you on YouTube, I now know why you look like a real man now. Because your woman takes care of you.
Corey,
well, thank about you, Corey.
That's great.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she was awesome. I really enjoyed meeting her. That was so cool.
James, you hadn't met her before, right?
First time. It was awesome. Yeah, we had a moment.
That's
it was
great.
Yeah,
that's great.
She was awesome. Joe, I just want to say it was good going back and forth with you about our little heartache from that Tampa Bay game when I brought up Joe Giravicious. And we went back and forth with each play right before leading off to that.
So let me say, well, you're right. Let me just say this, everyone who doesn't know the conversation, which is everyone else, Corey, but you and me. So Corey says to me on my deathbed, meaning his deathbed, he goes, on my deathbed, shortly right before I die, I'm going to say two names. And I'm going through my brain. I'm trying to. So first, when I go Nick Foles, I'm thinking Foles because it was the first Eagles Super Bowl. And before I even get to the second name, Corey goes Joe Carter and Joe Giravicious. I'm like, oh my god! So Corey, that's how deep it is for you. On the deathbed, you think you'll be thinking of Giravicious and Joe Carter.
I literally said to you, Joe, we could win 6 straight championships. And on my deathbed, that's the only thing I'm going to think of. Only because I thought that those two teams were so good. And to go down the way they did, I don't think it'll matter how many championships we win. I'm always going to remember those two names.
Well, listen, we all have that pain, you know, for however long we've lived, for what represents the old days that when our squad lost. I mean, my older siblings still talk about, you know, the 77 Phils. Obviously, people go back to the 64 Phils.
Those ones hit especially hard, too, because we, you know, 08 hadn't happened yet for us. For people our age, like, that we had not won yet anything.
But
zero.
But, Corey, I will tell you this, and I hope this resonates with most people, because I want people to feel more joy in their heart than less. I can tell you unequivocally, the Giravicious one doesn't hurt me as much as it used to. Because the Eagles won a Super Bowl and then won another. Yeah. I'm not saying it doesn't still cut, but it's not the same, man. It's not like it was before 2017. Now, the Joe Carter one, for me, still hits just as deep.
Because of the age, I think.
I think the age I was, and, you know,
And it was the first true, real, like, big moment heartbreak we had had like that. Like, in a championship, that
type
of thing.
Well, it was such a singular moment. It was the only two times it's ever happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really only two times I can think of where a championship dream, not in a prior round.
Gut punched you.
Died in a second.
Yeah.
Joe Carter and Patrick Kane.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, where it ended in 1 second, you went from the dream being alive to a second later, the dream has died. The only two I can, you know. Now, Kawhi, but that was in the second round, you know?
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Anyway, Corey.
Joe Carter pissed me more because I loved that Phillies team.
Well, me
too. That was probably one of my favorite Phillies teams.
Yeah.
So that's why that hits me hard. As far as the game yesterday, I actually became that guy that I usually despise at Phillies games. I was that guy that was talking so much with everybody. Every time something happened, I went, what happened? What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. That's okay,
so,
Corey.
It was a great time yesterday.
It was fun. Give me a fictional tough guy or gal. Who do you have?
He's more crazy, I guess, than tough, but I'm still going to throw him out there. Martin Riggs from Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
He's both.
Listen, he jumps off a building to help a guy not commit suicide. I mean, that was a big time move right there. So no, Riggs was
big time move from Riggs there.
I mean, listen, that's, you know, it was awesome.
Unconventional,
yeah, a little unconventional. Probably
but
not
successful.
Probably not in the playbook, but it worked. All right, coming up in a minute, something Ross Tucker said it was recently, which kind of framed our conversation today. Really interesting from Ross. We'll get to that in 1 minute. All right, guys, Father's Day obviously is coming up soon. My advice: get him a great gift from Family and Company Jewelers right there on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. They've got a tremendous selection of Father's Day gifts. You know, one of the best certainly you can get is the handcrafted pocket knife from designer William Henry. You know, they also have chains and pendants and a massive selection, not of ties, of designer watches. So skip the ties. Ditch the ties this year. For your father, your grandfather, whoever it may be, get him something different. Get him something special. Get him a gift from Family and Company Jewelers online at familyjewelers.com. They're wonderful people. Junior, the entire squad down there, familyjewelers.com. Well, you know, the Eagles, speaking of squads, were an incredible team in 2024. Absolutely, ridiculously good. And Saquon first said it a couple weeks ago, and then Ross Tucker said it 2 weeks ago. They don't think the Eagles have gotten enough national acclaim. And I agree with them. Matter of fact, all of us here agree with them, with what they accomplished. Let's listen to something Ross said on our show 2 weeks ago.
I'm wondering why last year's Eagles team has not gotten more discussion as being one of the all-time greats.
I agree.
After the fourth game of the year, when they went to the bye, they didn't lose again the whole year when they had their quarterback. I mean, that is very, very rare to do. Hmm. And then when's the last time a team was really that dominant in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl? I mean, that felt like the Super Bowls when we were in the 80s. Remember when we were kids and it was like every year was a blowout?
Yep.
That's what it felt like. And by the way, they didn't just do that. They did that to the back-to-back defending Super Bowl champs who were trying to be the first team to ever win three in a row. And they got annihilated. I can't really put my finger on why not a single person outside of Philadelphia has had a serious or honest discussion about where this Eagles team ranks.
That's a great
among the all-time
point.
Listen, you guys know I go on these different Odyssey stations all over the country. Not one person has brought it up. Not one station has said, where do they rank among the all-time greats? I have no idea why that's not even a thing.
I totally agree with Ross, guys. I mean, we watch these shows, the ESPN shows, the NFL shows. Mm-hmm. You consume stuff on social media. I haven't seen one, not one.
The most outrageous not thing, one. Joe, is that ESPN spent all last year documenting the Chiefs' entire year because they thought it was going to, you know, end in a coronation, a three-peat, and they're coming out with it. I mean, is that not insane?
Well, so that's one thing. I'll take it to a different level. To me, I mean, I don't have a problem with them coming out with that video. I mean, that should be interesting.
I'm going to enjoy it immensely.
Yeah, at the end, yeah. I would put it, here's the way I would frame it as it relates to ESPN. ESPN 24/7. They spend hundreds, thousands of hours just I mean, look, so do we at WIP. I'm not, this isn't me throwing, what's this thing, stones at glass houses?
Let he who is without sin.
Right, if you're a 24/7 entity, you're going to have a lot of stuff to conversate about. Yeah. But here's what we know. ESPN doesn't spend that much time talking about baseball. They don't. They spend the most time talking about football and basketball. That's what they do. Okay, that's what they do. And if you're going to spend that much time talking about football and you have no football for 6 months, which you don't. You don't actually have games for 6 months. You would think somewhere in those 6 months of this show and that show, and let's do this, and let's do that, and let's cycle this material, and let's recycle it, and let's recycle it a 17th time, let's recycle it a 700th time, you would think somewhere along the line that it'd get to, Eagles are really good. By the way, they freaking thumped a team in the NFC Championship game. They thumped a team in the Super Bowl, which was Mahomes and Reed, going for three in a row. It was as non-competitive as could be. It looked like Alabama versus Notre Dame a decade ago. Right? I mean, it looked so ridiculous. It looked so ridiculous. The other team didn't cross midfield until late in the third quarter. By the way, Eagles had a 10-game winning streak during the regular season. By the way, they had the number one ranked defense in pro football. By the way, they had a running back to gain 2,000 yards. And like, it doesn't dawn on anybody on a national level, as Ross said, to have a real conversation about this is obviously one of the best teams we've seen.
I think it's incredible that it could be so on the down low that our quarterback is making it his personal mission to make this season different than all the previous seasons of a Super Bowl winning team drops off.
No, but John,
I
you
do
keep
think
going
he's
into
going to look at it differently.
Yeah, but that's a whole different. That's what's ahead. Listen, they can do that, and good for them. I'm a fan. I get to enjoy this as a fan. And as a fan, I find it like kind of offensive that our team didn't get more recognition and acclaim. Look here. All right. Let's go through my reasons. And you guys tell me, let's go one by one. Tell me if you agree. And then ultimately tell me what you think the number one reason is, or if there's a different reason I don't state. And by the way, Reuben Frank will join us in about 5 minutes. Here are my reasons of why I think the Eagles have been shortchanged. One reason is the lack of national belief in Hurts and Sirianni. Now, the irony, obviously, as you guys know, I don't have, like, the greatest belief in Hurts, but I certainly have more, I think, than some people nationally have. The combination of those two. All right, do you guys agree that that's a reason?
Yes.
Hurts and Sirianni doubt. Mm-hmm. And maybe even, like, dislike of Sirianni.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Second reason, that the nation, this goes both media and fans, they struggle to wrap their mind around. They don't want to crown the Eagles over the Chiefs because the Chiefs have won more, and maybe they view it as disrespectful to, like, just sort of skip over the Chiefs. You know, like think of it this way. 67 Sixers, a lot of people said around here, one of the greatest teams of all time, maybe the best NBA team of all time for a long time, maybe of all time. But the Celtics had won 8 in a row. So, like, Red Auerbach's like, don't put the 67 Sixers above my team. My team just won 8 in a row. But I know people still alive that say, yeah, but the 67 Sixers were better than any one Celtic team. So nationally, though, they get swept away because the Celtics won 8 in a row. Chiefs had won 2 in a row. Chiefs had won 3 and 5. I think there are people that are like, I can't get down with putting the Eagles above the Chiefs because the Chiefs have won more, which is true. But the Eagles weren't playing against the Chiefs from a couple years ago. They were playing the Chiefs in 2024 squad. Do you guys buy that theory?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a pro-Andy, pro-Mahomes thing. Okay. Next theory. The nation didn't really understand how great the Eagles' defense was because they didn't know the players. Mm-hmm. They didn't really know Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell. Like, Quinyon Mitchell, the ball never gets thrown his way. So how can they know him? They don't know him. He was a rookie, and he rarely even see him on the TV screen because no one's throwing the ball at him. Well, there's a reason no one's throwing the ball at him. Jalen Carter, interior defensive lineman, not deep in his career, not really understood. Bond, this nondescript linebacker who, yes, flash, but not in a way where they say, this guy's, you know. So you had four great defenders. I think all four of them weren't viewed as, you know. Do you guys agree with that theory?
Yeah, there are no names. I mean, you know, they kept pointing out Chris Jones on the other side. So, yeah, you don't have the big names.
Yeah, and they're not flashy.
Young. Inexperienced.
It's not Deion.
Not the guys. Yeah, exactly.
These aren't guys who every other player in the NFL knows their name. You know, like when they fill out the ballots for the Pro Bowl every year, there are certain guys who are right at the tip of guys' tongues.
Sure.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Those players who have 10 years under their belts and they're always, on commercials, yep. They're always, front and center. We have young, under-the-radar guys who will someday be those guys on commercials. Right now, we've just got them in their great play.
Yeah, I'm with you.
They haven't been sort of corrupted by all the other stuff.
Yeah, yet. No, they're just not that well-known. All right, I got two more theories. The final score of the Super Bowl.
Flip that final score. Flip what happens in the last quarter with Andy Reid, okay? Andy Reid didn't get enough criticism, as far as I was concerned, for leaving his players in to try to prop up a score so that in 20 years it'll look better. If Nick Sirianni had done that, could we discuss the amount of criticism he would have gotten?
That's
nationwide?
Interesting. Yeah.
Instead, Andy Reid, oh, he's Andy Reid the god.
I mean, guess the final score is 40-22. We all know it was a 40-6 game.
Correct.
That probably could have been a 56-6 game.
Do you realize? You realize when they scored, when it went from 40-6 to 40-14? Do you know how much time was left in the game?
Like a minute?
Yeah, almost.
Yeah.
There were 2 minutes and 54 seconds left. It was 40-6 with 2 minutes and 54 seconds left in the Super Bowl.
One of the lamest things Andy Reid has ever done and never got any criticism.
So, yeah, well, you're right. So that's 57 minutes into the game, James. And so I think that final score hurt the way the Eagles are viewed historically. I mean, because, John, you and I grew up with the Bears, and the 46-10. I was stumbling earlier on the one with Montana, but I knew it was there about James.
55-10.
James went right to 55-10. Yeah. Like, these kind of scores resonate in your head.
The drubbings, they stick in there. It was it was unlikely, I guess, that you would see such a lopsided score, and so they really do register in there, and they don't go away.
The final one I'll say, and then we'll get to Ruben Frank and phone calls. If you agree or disagree with our sentiment that the 2024 Eagles have been shortchanged historically with no national discussion about, that they should rank, amongst the top 5 or top 3 in recent years, top 1 this century. They might be top 1 this century. No one says it. I think there is some anti-Philly sentiment. Ben, does that resonate with you?
100%. We are not liked nationally.
And they just don't want to give it to us, right?
And the stereotype will go on forever. I guarantee it.
I agree with you.
Well, we did throw snowballs at Santa Claus, so,
Like that rhetoric, it's just enough already. It just won't go away. No matter what we do, no matter how we act, or how many championships we win,
I mean, Mahomes,
that will stick with us.
Mahomes did not pass midfield until late in the third quarter.
Exactly.
That doesn't count? I mean, guys, I'm not saying the Eagles have to be viewed as number one all time. I'm not saying that. I know there are some credible teams, some of which I didn't see. 72 Dolphins, Steelers, the 70s. I get it. I saw the Niners in the 80s. They were amazing. I saw the Cowboys in the 90s and the Niners in the 90s. They were amazing. Here's what I know. This is one of the best teams I've seen. I know that. And I also know they may be the best this century. And I also know I heard zero people say that nationally. Zero. It's kind of irritating.
And you're talking about one of the probably the top 3 quarterback of all time.
Which one?
Mahomes.
Beating him,
That doesn't cross midfield till the third quarter. Get brought up?
No, it doesn't get brought up. Let's talk to Ruben Frank and get his perspective on what he makes of this. And then we'll get to, the Eagles moving forward, obviously, with training camp in 6 weeks. Let's talk to Ruben right now from NBC Sports Philadelphia and one of our own here at WIP. Good morning, Rube.
Hey, guys.
It's great to have you on the show. So, Rube, you've heard what we've been discussing there in the last few minutes at least. So, two-part question. Do you agree the Eagles' 2024 birds got shortchanged after the Super Bowl with the acclaim, And if so, why do you think it happened? You heard some of my theories. Why do you think it happened?
Yeah, it's a great question. And you're right, like those blowout scores. Like if I say 44-6, you know what? Only one thing comes to mind, the 2008 Cowboys game at the end of the season.
Of
right?
course.
There's those blowout scores, like they have there's just something about them. And you're right. I think those last two touchdowns did change the narrative a little bit. But, I mean, it's always been this way. I mean, you know, national people never give the Eagles credit, never give Philadelphia credit. I for one, don't really care because, like, we know what we have here. So, like, who cares kind of what you know, they're saying in
California? So I do. Look, I could tell you, I could sit in front of a psychologist and say, I know I'm supposed to not care. I know I'm supposed to have enough self-esteem that it doesn't bother me. It does bother me, Reuben. It does. I waited my whole life to see a championship. I saw it. Then I saw a second. And, you know, I'm going to puff my chest out a little bit. And I want the nation to understand that we, as a fan base, and let's be real, more than anything, the Eagles players deserve the acclaim. I mean, because, Reuben, I think there is a legitimate argument that this was the best team this century. They had the number one ranked defense. They had a 2,000-yard running back. They had a 10-game winning streak. And they absolutely decimated two teams in the final two games, one of which was a back-to-back champion. That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my thing is, like, as long as we know what we have here in this city, like, who cares?
Okay.
I mean, I get that you do, and that's sure. valid. I just, you know what, we know here, and that's all that matters to me.
How much do you think is anti-Sirianni, anti-Hurts as the nation processes those two?
No question about it. They don't fit the model of what people nationally want in a head coach and a quarterback. They're not classic NFL. You know, you're not looking at, guys that fit the mold of, you know, whoever it is, Chuck Knoll and Terry Bradshaw, or, you know, Bill Walsh and Joe Montana. They just, they're different. They're different. And it's kind of one of the reasons we love them here. But, yeah, who cares?
Reuben, we had Trott Jr. had a real opportunity this summer, getting a chance to get in there a little bit more with some of the linebacker injuries in this situation. What is our inside linebacker room looking like right now with all of the health challenges we've got going on?
Yeah, Trotter, it's been a great opportunity for him. And he's an athletic guy, and he's really smart. He's so different from his dad. It's so funny. They're just such different players. But we don't know when N'Kobe's going to come back. What a shame. And you just hope he does come back 100% at some point. We don't know what Jahad Campbell is. And it's easy to just say you plug him in when he's healthy, and he should be healthy by the opener, I think. We know what Zach Bond can do. But there's a lot of questions there, certainly. And the potential is there to have the best linebacker crew this city has seen in, you know, in forever. I mean, gosh, when's the last time? I mean, think of the linebackers we've lived through over the years, you know, from Keith Adams to, you know, Jamar Chaney and Moses Foku. And I don't want to.
Keith was tough. Keith would strike you.
He was a tough dude, but
he
come on now.
Come on now.
A little undersized.
Rube's been shaming both of you guys this interview. It's great.
I'm enjoying this so much.
What about Smile Mondin?
Matt McCoy. I mean, we go on and on.
Sure.
Well, Smile's in there now, starting during this last mini camp, wasn't he?
He got some reps with the ones, yeah.
So incredible.
Rube, do you think Jahad Campbell will be ready for week one? Do you think he will play in week one?
I think it's going to be close. I think if it's not week one, it'll be soon after. Just based on what Vic said, that he expects to see him in August.
Yeah.
So if that means the last day of August, then probably not. You need a little more time. If it's the first day of August,
sure,
which it probably won't be. But I think he'll be out there pretty early. And I can't wait to see what he's all about. I mean, the guys rave about him. And, you know, Zach Bond was just going off about him the other day and just how similar he is to him as far as his ability to do a lot of different things.
Good.
And line up in different places. But we haven't seen it yet,
sure.
So who knows? But I think the potential is there to have really an elite linebacker crew, which I can't tell you the last time we had that.
Well, they had it, obviously, with the Seth, Byard Evans, William Thomas crew. That was something. And then in the 70s, when you had Berge and LeMaster and Bunting, you had some really good players. But it's not been. And then Trot, it certainly had some, you know, there was Sean Barber and him, I guess, didn't overlap. But you had Carlos Emmons with each of them. So you had two excellent ones.
Yeah,
that, you know.
They were good. And I think, I mean, Seth and Willie T only overlapped a couple years.
Couple years, I think.
So, but we're talking about the potential to have this group together
sure.
For the long term, which, you know, that just hasn't happened.
All right, Rube, let's get to last week and then as it relates to the coming season. So you had a chance, obviously, to get your eyes on the guys in a practice. What stood, or maybe that was a couple of days ago. These days are all running together. What yeah. stood out to you when you got a chance to see the team? What are some of the main observations you took away?
Well, in the big picture, I think the biggest takeaway is that this does not look like a team that just won a Super Bowl a few months ago. They don't look like a team that's resting on its laurels. They don't look like a team that, you know, is kind of, you know, pumping out its chest and saying, you know, we just did this. I mean, they're putting in the work. They never talk about the Super Bowl. You know, they're just looking forward. And I think that comes from Nick and just the tone that he sets. And, you know, I think every Super Bowl team says that, but it seems like this team is doing it. And I think there's so many changes and there's so many new guys that, you know, they didn't experience that. So, you know, they bring a lot of energy and, it's been encouraging. It's been good to see. They're certainly not a team that's going in there saying, you know, we did this. We're just gonna. It's just gonna happen again automatically. They're putting in the work.
Ruben, what are the odds that we try to improve the cornerback position with a guy from Green Bay named Jair Alexander?
I just don't think that lines up with what Howie's trying to do this year. I mean, he wants to be younger. Jair Alexander's missed a ton of games. He's averaged like 7.5 games over the last 4 years. I think they're high in Kelee Ringo, and I think they should be. I think he's got a chance to be a player. This whole offseason has been about getting younger and getting faster, which means getting cheaper as far as contracts go. Now, if Kelee has a bad training camp and Adoree Jackson's not working out, and he's kind of an older guy, you know, maybe you might see a move. I just don't think that one makes sense because you're looking at a guy who's going to miss half the season if the last 4 years are any indication. So I think he's only 28, but he's had a ton of injuries. And generally guys like that don't just start automatically getting better and healthier when they hit 28, 29, 30. So I just don't see it happening.
So Kelee Ringo, in your mind, is the front runner, and then Adoree Jackson, the experienced veteran that, if need be, they feel as though they are comfortable depending upon for playing time? Is that how comfortable they feel with Adoree?
Yeah, I think that's the plan, and I think they want Kelee to win that job. You probably want the veteran, and he can back up the slot. He can, you know, Adoree Jackson can do a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think you want him starting. I don't think you want a 29-year-old. It's all about youth this year. I mean, that's how he's said that just in the way he, and when he talks, and he said it in the way he signs players and the way he drafts. Obviously, you're going to draft young players. But the whole depth chart is all about being young, being fast, and being healthy. And those things all go together. And I just don't see, unless Kelee Ringo is not what they think he is, which is possible. You never know. But I thought he played well as a rookie. He's had two more years. I expect big things from him. And, you know, he's been around some good corners since he's been here and learned a lot. He's fast. He's only 22.
Yeah, so wow.
I think he's the guy.
Good deal. All right, Rube, final thing here, man. I know you're a big music guy. With Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys passing away yesterday, best Beach Boys song is which one?
You know, I saw Brian Wilson in 2015, and it was life-affirming. It was just unbelievable. And he was, you know, he wasn't getting around real well. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't speaking. He was speaking haltingly, but he came out and he said, I'm going to play a song that they say is the best song I ever wrote. And then he paused and he goes, they're probably right. And he said, this one's called God Only Knows.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's really cool. Well, I appreciate that perspective. So he said it. That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There wasn't a dry eye in the house at that point. It was really cool. And, what a genius.
Awesome. Love it. Rube, stay well, pal. We'll talk to you soon, obviously. 6 weeks until training camp. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Rube.
Sounds good.
All right. There he is, Ruben Frank.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.